Yud Beis Shavat, Sunday the 28th of January, Dayim Yom Tov Zanga. The Kedushim with an apple on Shabbos. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Blachman, Lichvod Simchas Hanesuim of Yaakov Yehoshua Hershkovitz and their daughter, their Kala Avital Blachman. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by the selfsame family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rasor Reza Basarav, Bin Yobim HaKohen, whose Yotzeit comes next week.
Ma'ase Shehoya, 10 weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Toldos, Shabbos Sher Boches, Leil Shabbos, the Kala was sitting next to her mother, and she asks her mother, I don't know why, they got married already, I think it was on Monday, the Tzadah Chos and Tzadah Kala both from the same town. I don't know how it goes here, but in Eretz Yisrael, the Tzadah Chosn tells the Tzadah Kala, the Kala should go to a shop, measure her ring, choose what ring she wants, le Kiddushin. Versteht sich, it all has to be a plain ring, but le Maisa, to choose the ring. And then afterwards, the Tzadah Chosn will come, they will buy the ring, makne the ring to the Chosn, ve kachave. Says the Kala to her mother, I don't know why, I didn't want to say anything till now, but as they say in Yiddish, Eshtetmir, this is not the ring which I chose. I went to the shop, as I was instructed, I chose the ring, this is not the ring which I chose. The mother, what's the difference? Zokti, it's a big difference. This is what I wanted, and this I didn't want. They made a shtickle birur, and it transpired that the sales lady who was selling there, not the owner of the shop, sold the chosn, gave the chosn the parents of the chosn bought it, the ring, but it wasn't the ring which was ordered. They paid for it, versteht sich, everything was said, the ring belonged to the chosn, but this was not the ring which they agreed upon. I'm not now derailer, I want to deal with what is the halacha, but both tzadim have got choshev etalmid hachamim in the mishpocha who were sitting at Sheva Boches. And they came to the conclusion, without asking anybody, but they were choshev etalmid hachamim, rosh yeshivas v'chulu, there's a chashash in the kiddushin, because who says that he bought something which, as far as the kala is concerned, you weren't supposed to buy this, you were supposed to buy something else. The chosn bought, so much so, that we can't now make Sheva Boches, because if they're not married, you can't make Sheva Boches now. So the Chachamim decided, since there's Groisa Busha here, and everybody's sitting at the table, we have to make new Kiddushim. But we're now talking on Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. You can't make Kiddushim on Shabbos, it's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Is therefore, if you can have Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, please. Is therefore, since Lamaisa, it's, you can't miss Sarek Kiddushin, but Me'idah Gisa, you haven't got, what can you do? They decided we're going to do Kiddushin of an Oifen, which you don't usually have.
Excuse me, what was the actual problem?
If the Chosn wanted to buy a ring, which the Kala okayed, and he was not interested in buying out the shop, he wasn't interested in buying a ring which Lamaisa the Kala didn't want.
She accepted it.
She didn't know what she's accepting. You are right that under the
ring is Shavapruta.
Shavapruta, but she wants also a ring which Lamaisa, you're right. If you are a Mekadosh, it states in Ramah in Semel Lamed Aleph that under the Chuppah, the Masada Kiddushin, unfortunately, people don't realize it, and maybe it's a mitzvah to Mevafarsim to all Masada Kiddushin. That under the chuppah, the Masada Kiddushin, after he receives the ring from the chosn, and he asks him, does this belong to you? He turns around to the Edim, and he asks the Edim, this is Shavu Pruta. I don't know, I thought the Kiddushin under the chuppah is supposed to be quite serious and not a joke. A Shavu Pruta today, maybe 2 pence. I don't think it's much more than that. 3 pence. What's this joke? What's this? What's that? Zog the Chasam Seifer. I mean, Lamaisa put in more than that. The Gemara says the reason, the Ramah brings this Eitzah, and the reason why Lamaisa do this is, that the Kala should have smichas das, she is not getting married for a ring which is worth millions, she is getting married for a ring which is worth how much it's worth. Zog de chasam soifin shubas, but the Masada Kedushin said loud to the Edim that the Kala should hear that this is only a pochet, this is only worth a shavah pruta, and al das kain she's getting married. But the Maisa, we're not now talking about the value. She says, I don't want such a ring. I once mentioned, I don't know, here or other circumstances, where the ring, even if it was the value, the ring was so wide, it poshut fell, or it was too small. Two different instances I had.
At the time, she could always change it later.
They can change it later. We need Kiddushin at the time. Sorry. At the time.
Is your Shaila Mitzat the Chosen that you didn't want to buy that ring?
Two things.
The
Chosen didn't want the ring. The Chosen didn't want to buy such a ring. The question is whether the shop was allowed to sell it. It wasn't the shop. It was the shop, the seller there. And as far as the Kala is concerned...
Why do we have to ask you?
Why do we have to...
Why do we ask you? In the earlier days, nobody asked Kala which type of ring. She gave him a ring. She was happy to get a ring.
I'm just trying to say, we need smichas das, and the instance was that she was told to go to the shop to choose it. Ipshat is al das kain. I don't know here. I don't think I saw it goes. Lemaisa, what? I don't want to deal with that at the moment. I'm trying to say what happened. Amaisa shehoyo. Amaisa shehoyo. The Rosh Hashivas there decided. What they decided was we need new kiddushin. And therefore, it's Shabbos, it's a problem to Mitzvah Kiddushin, but we haven't got a choice. Otherwise, it's going to be big bushes where there's no brochas here, because you can't make brochas if there's no Kiddushin yet. And therefore, they decided, you know what, the Chosn is going to be Mekadesh. The Chosn is going to have something to Mekadesh with. Yes, there's something which belongs to him. And to be make a Kinyan is Nishposhet. What's necessary for the Kiddushin, they haven't got a choice. So therefore, they gave the Chosn an apple. Which an apple is the ma'aseh food you're allowed to bring as a present. On Shabbos, you're allowed to give something, food as a present or a mitzvah. And the ma'aseh, and he was going to mekadesh the kala with the apple. Now, anybody knows that. Pardon? He lifts it up. Yes, I'm saying, but the food you're allowed to make kinyan on Shabbos. The problem is, so I don't know, here most people don't carry. I'm not going into now, Erev or not. In Eretz Yisrael, where you have an Erev, the ma'aseh, you. People come and bring a present of a box of chocolates or something if you're invited to Shabbos, and you can bring his Azach on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to make a Kinyan. She obviously got in Tesvon, Morgan Avraham. But otherwise, what happened was that a Kala, 4 or 5 days after the Chasna, the Chosn can't give her anything into her hand, Al Pi Halacha. So therefore, they decided we're going to do some alternative thing. He put it on the table. And he says to the Kala in front of two Edim in a back room, he didn't want any pirsum that there's a new Kiddushin now. Harei at mekudeshesli betapuach ze hamunach al hashulchan kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and she had to pick it up. Ma'ase shehoya, this is nishkin. Ma'ase shehoya. Somebody asked me, why can't you memane shliach? He should make her, even though he can't give something into her hand, but he can memane shliach. Ho ish mekadesh boyo bishluchoy. The second perek in kiddushin. Zok the chosn mitzvah boyo isem bishluchoy. He wants to do it himself. So they said, so what's the problem? But the Kala, she doesn't have to accept it in her hand. She can also make a shliach. So the Chosn can give the apple into the hand of another lady to be zoiched for the Kala. So the Kala, the Gemishna, the Gemara says there also by a woman, the Kala, im mitzvah bo yoisim bishlucho. The Gemara says that as well. So we're not going into that. Now, ma'aseh shehoya, atka. That's the ma'aseh what happened. What's our shaila? I'm just telling the Vaile story time, but now let's see what's the Shaila. First of all, First of all, was there a Shaila of Mekach Toras with the ring which was sold, which the Kala chose one ring, and the Maiseh, she received another ring? Or maybe the Chosn paid for it, the full price, so it was quite the ring. Or Efsha, since the person who sold it wasn't the owner of the shop, it was a sales lady, who was supposed to have given a different ring, she wasn't supposed to sell such a ring. So maybe you can't just sell what you want. So if so, there's a problem of shliach sheshino midas hameshaleach. There's no kinyan. A shliach can't do what he wants. Furthermore, if lemaiser, we say you're allowed to make kiddushin on Shabbos to make kiddushin. So they said, listen, it's a gois sabushes. Just imagine you can no sheva bochas. So therefore you have to do it. No, do we find them a curve for such a thing? And more so, we know, whoever's learned Maseches Gittin, there is a musik of the nosan beyodo. The get has to be given in the hand of the megureshes. Zogt die Gemara, Tli gitech me'al gabe karka, eino mekudeshes. If a person says, pick up your get me'al gabe karka, eino, he didn't, it wasn't v'nosam be'yodo. He wrote the get lishmo, and he told her to take it. You need v'nosam be'yodo. By Kiddushin, we also say, it has to be v'nosam be'yodo, because we know that we make a hekesh, v'yotza v'hoiso, Kiddushin and Gerushin has got the same din. So maybe by Kiddushin, you also need, that it's like Tili Gitech me'al gabe karka is possible, efshet Tili Kiddushech me'al gabe karka is possible.
Da'adamas is not good, is your
Da'adamas? If he puts it in her Da'adamas, does not hear Da'adamas, this was in the hall.
Her Da'adamas. She can't pick up on the floor. Yeah, maybe it's in her Da'adamas again.
If he puts it in her, which belongs to her, it doesn't belong to her, you know. We will see in Ochanama. Lemaisa, I must be moider. You say the Rosh Hashivas, the Mishpocha, the Tamid Rechomim, the Shas Maisa on Shabbos. Oy vey. Efshet liki dushayach me'al gabe karka is no good, and this is what they did. So they decided, you know what? This was Friday night after everything. They made sure was ready. After efshet is good, and if it's not good, they're not married. And if they're not married, there's Issa Yichud. Do you know what? We'll make a new Kiddushin tomorrow night. And the Weiler, each one went to where they went to. And the next night, like the Tzad HaChosn was makne, a room in their flat to the Kala. And the Chosn put the ring, the apple in the room of the Kala, which belonged to the Kala. And here, that was already Hirashus. It wasn't Tiliki Dushayev, Me'al Gabi Karka. You remind me of what happened. The Maisa Shahayod.
Why isn't she married with Bia?
There was no Kavona. We pass again, if there's no Kavona L'Shem, that is not Mekudeshes.
Obviously he had Kavona, he just got married.
No, L'Shem Kiddushin. You're right. But it has to be... Rashi in Daf Beis Amud Alef in Kiddushin says, before the beer, he has to say, Hari at Mekudeshes li be'bia zu. It's not enough just a Maisa. It has to be a Kavona L'Kinyan. Kavona's Kinyan. Pardon?
Yes.
No. No, after the Shevrochas, they were Messiah, but there's a Chisorah of Tili Kiddushah Me'al Gabe Karka, so therefore that's what they did. Amaisa. Now, I want to. I was told I have half an hour. The Vaila, things seem to be going on for the 2 hour business. I want to say, this Amaisa Shehoyo Parshas Tehillos. Shabbos Parshas
Tehillos.
All I can say is, I am not Masadi Gut Gitin, and they haven't come to me for a get. I must say, this is the best Akashim which has been till now. Rabbi Maise Shahoyo Kahoyo. Unfortunately, we can't Sorek Livkois. There's a Maise which. Another Maise. We can't Sorek Livkois. A Yesoima Meimo, who had a father, got engaged, and the father promised what he promised. Unfortunately, shortly after the engagement, the father was nifta, and nobody wanted to take the kala into his house. And the mamish ayesema, the rabbonim in Shtot, don't want to say forced, but asked the tachanunim, an uncle, a brother of the mother, to take her in. He says, "Efshar, I can give her food, but more than that, I can't marry off. Take her in." The chasna was getting nearer. She was told, "Prepare yourself for the chasna." The chasna in those times was on Erev Shabbos. As many places have, so the suda shouldn't be so expensive. Suda Shabbos and not the suda's chasna. Erev Shabbos was the chasna. Erev Friday afternoon, they had 2/3 of the dowry. A third was missing. Zok the chasna, I'm not getting married. They said, "You can't be mevayesh yesoimo. I'm not getting married." They talked and talked. Isatish geholfen. Didn't help. There was already Kabbalah Shabbos. The Rav in the Shtot says there's no Kabbalah Shabbos. No Kabbalah Shabbos. Abba, there's no Kabbalah Shabbos. No Kabbalah Shabbos, you can like hear. This week was Shabbos, 4:23. No, but 5:23, it's Nacht. It got Nacht. There's no Ma'irim in Shtot. 2 hours. Another Girsa is 1.5 hours. I'm not going now, Machloikas, what it was. After Nacht, not after Zman Kabbalah Shabbos. The chosen was maskim, 2/3 is enough. The merov of the shtot said, I'm now going to be mesadik kiddushin. Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, he was mesadik kiddushin. They all asked, wie kemer machen a kiddushin Shabbos? Offene gemore? Loche, kam ik a kinyan a Shabbos? Zog the rov, if you don't make kiddushin, the kale, the chosen, might have second thoughts after Shabbos, and then she will remain without the chosen on Serachmonis. This is the Chayesoimo. We have to make a Kiddushin Shabbos. The Rav was the Ramo. Tshuvas HaRamo. Nish ken gelecht, Tshuvas HaRamo. But I am moide, steht nicht in Tshuvas HaRamo, but others for him bring down, ever since then, he was the Rav in Krakow. They made the Gezeira in Krakow, there are no chasses on Friday anymore. No chasses on Friday, we don't need problems. Oh, but that's not going to get to the Shaila. As it, the Maisa, people don't, it's the whole Tshuvas HaRamo. It's, people don't realize it, the Ramon in Hilche Shabbos, Simen Shin Lamethes, doesn't say the whole story. This, I'm quoting it, Tshuvas HaRamon. But Lamaisa, the Ramon in Hilche Shabbos says, the Shulchan Aruch says, you call him Mekadish. The Yesh Matire Lekadish Hecha De'ein Lo Isho Bonim, that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Efshu Adin Laknise Lechu Peshori. The Afagav Dolo Yikayim Elohochi. We don't pass him. We don't pass him. Mikol Mokoyim says the Ramon, he's referring to this story which happened by him. Sometimes they didn't come to a good agreement with another. Why? I think it's the only time to find in Shulchan Aruch. Have a biush le kale u le chosn. We all call chosn kale. Chosn kale. Have you ever heard the kale chosn? I don't want to say woman's lib, but chosn kale. What's kale chosn? Yeah, this is the story of the Ramal. This is a busha for the kale. This is what he's referring to. His tshuva with the root. They have a biush le kale u le chosn. Im lo yichnas oz. When we call mok, im lechatchile, tzorch lezoya, shelo yovel lekei. You mustn't do it. If osel maisa, bring the chaya vishtabru chaya odom. In order to be matir le kaddish. On Shabbos, you need 3 tanoim. First of all, you must have a tanai that it's Mamokim Puravu, even though we don't pass him, it's a tziruf. He's not got children yet. Second of all, there must be a hefsid meruba, the suda. If there's no chasna now, the old suda is lost, and you have to make a new suda. And third of all, the Mokim Busha. The loshen of the Mishtabura is that if there's a big Busha, the Gambiush, Lechosan, the Kalim, Lo Yichnis, Oz, if it's a Busha, you're allowed to. I am asking, Agon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, was once had a shayla, similar shayla, and he says, if you are basing yourself on the Tshuvas HaRamah, the busha which the Ramah talked about was a busha to the extent that she will remain and she will not have this husband and Mistama not any other husband, because she's an Esoima and hasn't got enough money. That's a goyse busha. But a busha which, in our instance, so they don't get married tonight, they'll get married tomorrow night. So you won't have Sheva Brochus, it's a Kovod Abrius, but I mean the Busha is not the same Busha compared to a Busha of Hanakel Marim Bechalana, Yesema. But nevertheless, the Mishtabura brings the Chaya Odom, that's the case. Al Smach, this Mishtabura, they did, they was had a Kiddushin. Sure. So Lamaisa, the Kiddushin which they did, they did. But the question first of all is, was it necessary? And second of all, do we pasken Tali Kiddushayach Ma'al Gabi Karka is the Ikuva? In other words, if Lamaisa, the ring was not given, the Yad, is it a Chisoven? The Bishmuel, in Evin Ezer, Simen Lamed, Sivkotan Aleph, brings a Tshuvas Marshach, which he says, Sofek Mekudeshes, because there was no Nesina. He says, Enoch Anama, Makishin Gitin LeKiddushin, and since by Kiddushin, Kula Alma Loi Pligi, that Tili Gitech Malga Bekarka is possible, and therefore, Mistama, we have to say the same thing by Kiddushin, Mistama. Maybe, nevertheless, he says, by Kiddushin, it doesn't say V'nosan V'yodo. It doesn't say explicitly. So maybe it's not a Chisoren. Ichob HaSofek. I don't know. Rabbi Kiva Iger, there in Ebenezer, brings a Tshuvas Mari Ben Lev, who's also got the Sofek. And after a long Ariches, he says, I cannot be Machia. Christisht. A Sofek. So we have 3 Gedolei Aposkim. Or Bishmuel, Marshach, Rabbi Kivege, Mari Ben Lev, Asofik. Mitzad Shevi, in Tshuvas Maharil, a good few years earlier, He says, we're a poshut. Like by get, we say, Tili Gitter Melgabeka doesn't help. The same thing is by Kedushin, because we also have a hoysot. And at Kedekach says the Ma'aril, that if a person gives Kiddushin to a Kala, Tili Kiddushar Melgabekarka, she doesn't even need to get me the Rabbono. It's a gonisht. As I stated in Ma'aril. So the Chasam Soife in Shuvas. As I stated in Ma'aril. The Beishmuel brings the Ma'arshach. They didn't see the Ma'aril. I have no doubt. Had they seen the Ma'aril, they wouldn't have any Sophic. It's Kloras Nishgut. Kloras Nishgut. But I must be Moide, there are many Poskim who hold that even if we want to compare Gittin with Kiddushin, even if we find by Kiddushin, Tili Gittin al Gabi Karka is not good, Vyotzev Ohoiso, Efshe the Gezereshol Vyotzev Ohoiso is only in a similar instance like a get, which is a shtar. Kiddushin shtar, we say Vyotzev Ohoiso, that all the dirim of a get apply to Kiddushin of a shtar. Or by Efshe, by Kiddushin Kesef, we don't say the same din of Vyotzev Ohoiso that it's the Kuva where you say Tili Kiddushayach al Gabi Karka. Many Poskim want to voice like this. Al Koponim, I can understand, without enumerating who the poskim are, I can understand that there was a taka, a sofik here, what to do. So they decided that Maiseh, the second Kiddushin, Echveshtei. But the question is, Bechlal, was there a necessity to make the second Kiddushin, Bechlal, was there a necessity for such a thing? I don't know if I ever mentioned once before, but I remember the Maiseh. Maiseh, it was 12 o'clock at night. My Rabbi Agon, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, was woken up at night. Somebody knocks on the door. He says, Rebbe, my wife's downstairs in the car. We are married 10 years with 4 children. But can you be Masada Kiddushin, please? Why? I was Makadish, my wife, with a ring. And Lamaisa, it split. So today we went to a silversmith, or whatever you call it, to mend the ring. And he says, look, I can mend it, but you should know. It's inside, it's nechoishes. It's only covered on the outside with gold. Sinished. It's not, I don't mind. Oyvei. So Yana came with tainus. It's like, Mama shemekachtos. Enochadama, you can go now into the shaila of whether she was masking, smichas das. I don't want to go into that now. It's not the time.
It isn't good because she thought the ring was 50 pounds, it was worth 5 pounds.
No. I want you to understand, Rav Yitzchok, if it's good, well, I want you to understand what you're talking about. A silver ring.
It's worth 50 pounds, yeah, or 100 pounds.
You're making a good coalition. A silver ring, a gold ring it was, what they bought cost, be'erach at the time, 1,000 shekel. The ring which they actually bought, if you buy in a shop, would cost 50 or 100 shekel. He wants 900 shekel back. And whoever knows Hilchas Mekachtos, it doesn't go like that. If you say that it's a Mekachtos, then there was no Mekach. You get 1,000 shekel back. You want to buy the ring? You can buy the ring now. Mekachtos doesn't mean, it's not called Oino. Oino, Achtus, Mechila. Achtus, you have to give back the sixth. Yoisem Ishtus. It's called Mekach Tos, the whole Mekach is bottle. So if so, if the Lema is a Mekach bottle, so there's no Mekach. So the ring doesn't belong to the Chosen. It's where the Shavaputa, but he's being a Kaddish with the ring which belongs to the shopkeeper, because he wants his 1,000 shekel back. So, at can you give in a Maisa? I want to curtail this Maisa because I have another Shaila. So the Maisa, so what's this? Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who was asked the Shaila, the kids, my Rebbe, Rabbi Zimstein, says, I'm not Masada Kiddushin. He says, what's haste? I'm not Masada Kiddushin. So he says, the problem from the Rav is, as it means that we're not married 10 years and 4 children have been born, Shaloi Masada Kiddushin? He says, that's not my problem. My problem is that you don't have to be Masada Kiddushin. No, there's no necessity. He says, why not? Kitzer, he gave his reason. I won't go into that now. But he went to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, also his shvoger. Efshe, my shvoger had a raya. He didn't understand the Shaila. Siddacha Ofene Yerushalmi. Everyone knows how Reb Chaim speaks. What's a Yerushalmi? He says, "Steht in Yerushalmi, Azamaisa." There's a posuk. The posuk says in Koyrach, "Baharimchem es chelboy mimenu veloisisu olav chet." You mustn't be mafrish tumas amaisas min aro ala yofe. You mustn't be mafresh min haro al hayofe. Zogt Yerushalmi in Trumas Perik Beis Halacha Aleph that Lamaisa fragt Yerushalmi, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Mem Vov, mina yin le toire min haro al hayofe. She truma se truma shenema ma lo yisisu halof chet barim chemes chelbi mimenu. Says the Gemara im einu yikodosh, if the chal, if it's not chal, if you're mafresh min haro al hayofe, is nesias chet loma, why is the navere? Because of the Gemara in Kiddushin, le toire min haro al hayofe, min toire min haro al hayofe, she truma se truma, it's chal. Fact Yerushalmi, but lemaisa, we learned that ein toire min min atome al atohor, ve im toram oiver avera. And if it doesn't avera, let's say better. Zol the chalois hafroshe nish chal zayn, and that way you're not even avera, but why say it's chal and there's an avera? Zogt Yerushalmi, you don't understand. Yerushalmi says, if he's mafresh, shaloi kedin, where it is chal, but you're even avera, and he ate from it, so he ate be'etzem chulin, which an avera was done that you were over alav. Me'idach omer, I say, me'idach yisa, if you are not mafresh to nosa ma'isas, kum tachvois that you ate tevel, which is misa b'dei shemayim. So Yerushalmi, we're talking in an instance where it's not worth not being mevatel the whole hafroshas tumas amaisres because you're losing out on it. Because that way you will, it come, transpires that you will be over a lav of. I must wait. I haven't got a phone in it, so I don't have one. I don't have one. So here, so I don't know what to do with it. Lemaisa, Zokti Yerushalmi, that if your mafrish min haro al hayofe, if and he ate from it, if you're not, if it's not chal, it comes out that you ate tevel. Tevel is misa b'dei shemayim, which is much worse aveira than eating something which you were over in the maisa hafrosha of taking min haro al hayofe. So therefore, it's leintzich to be able to say that hafrosh is chal, and he was over aveira, but at least he wasn't eating. He didn't eat tevel. We're talking l'acha maisa. Azoi shteit nirushan. So, Dr. Chaim, let's look at this gentleman. This gentleman, this chosen, says, it's kup me 900 shekel change. Think, if 10 years living with a wife without kiddushin is worth 900 shekel. So, it's nicht. So, what's the shayla? Zay me vater on the bitl mekach. Don't be tove a bitl mekach. Then the mekach was chal. And shalom al Yisrael. Fertig. As Dr. Chaim gesagt, a poshne zach. That's what he says. If so, lechura, in our case, lechura, I would tell the chosen, what's the shayla? I've had the gebis. This was what the kala wanted. This wasn't what the kala wanted. Take it. Don't have tainus. And no bazay, it was yours. And there's no shayla in the kiddushin. Thus, lechura, there's no shayla. But nevertheless, it says nisht as a poshet. Because I have to curtail now, but there was a meiser of somebody from London who was in Eretz Yisrael, who learned in Eretz Yisrael, the chasna was here, and he went to a shop to buy a ring, and he ordered, I want such and such a ring. He ordered it. And he came, wasn't ready, but kids, he said, I'm going on Tuesday, Monday afternoon, 5 o'clock, he turned up to get his ring. And the sales lady was there, gave him the ring, paid for it, Baruch Hashem, I got it, he left the shop. It's not the same ring. He went back, what happened? Oy vey, Shimon, somebody else came in this morning, and I gave the, by mistake I gave your ring instead of this ring. They were both, each one had ordered a ring. Says, who's Shimon? This so-and-so. Oh, I know him, from Yeshiva. He's getting married now. He ran to the hall. My boy said, the chosn himself told me the story. I ran to the hall, and I got there as the chosn and kala were already in cheder yichud. I didn't know what to do. It's like my ring. It's like my ring. My ring. Besides the pay that he wants his ring. This is pay that the kedushin. He didn't know what to do. Oh, but what's the siyata d'shmaya? What's siyata d'shmaya? The mesad of kedushin was Agon Rabbi Yisrael Yanke Fisher, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And he was there. So he ran to him, and he says, my Rebbe, Azig Vila Maisa. Rabbi Yisrael Yanke Fisher, who was no youngster, jumped up and ran to the door, banged on the door, Efenoiv. What's this? He says, Yen is makpid. You. Kitzel. So the kala was makne the ring. So he's a ganzer meiser, makne the ring to the chosen, to Rishon and Kedisha. and to the chosen. And then he gave it to the selling fisher, to this chosen, and he gave him the other ring, and the selling fisher and this ready chosen is not married yet, they were the edim for the new kedushin in there. Afterwards found as a similar meiser the astribid yashiv zecha tzadik levrocha, and the question is, aber the chosen doch bezahlt, he paid for the ring. Zogt Rabbi Yashiv says nish poshet. Says nish poshet. Why? He says there's a musig of situmta. I tell you, you are going to have this ring. I can't sell it to somebody else, even if you haven't paid for it yet. I'm not going out to the sugi mechusar. I'm not having good time. A shail of situmta. Says nish poshet. About koponim. Let's get back to our story. In our story, it's true that the woman who sold the ring in our the original story. If you remember the original story with the woman, yeah, the first story, she did not sell a ring which belonged to somebody else. She sold a ring which was oymed lemechira. Stamazoi. There was no shaila here that he bought a ring which didn't belong to the shop. So all the chisroines which the Sfarad Fisher Zecher Tzadik Levrocha had declared efshe mechusar Ramona. Rav Eliashiv Zecher Tzadik Levrocha had declared as there's a shaila of situmta. That wasn't the shaila. That wasn't the gear here. In our case, l'chura the chosen was richa the ring, and even if the maisa she didn't tell the ring which the kala chose, that's not the reason that the maisa that she can mevatel the mecher, the person who sold it can mevatel the mecher which was sold kedasu into the chosen. Sof, he wants to have the ring. So if now the chosen would say, I don't want to mevatel it, and the kala abyssal seichel, she should say, I'm asking. Then there was no necessity, nishka ken kiddushin, nishken apple, nishken back the room in the Motzei Shabbos, and as Mr. Kaufman says, weist ois, akol, yoveh visholim, the al, still married, happy ever after. Oh, I didn't hear the end, but those are given the Meisah Shabbos, Rasha told us.
Okay.